Welcome to episode 4 of the VoiceOver on Linux podcast, Changing Tempo with SOX. You will recall that SOX stands for Sound Exchange, and it is the Swiss Army knife of audio manipulation. Changing tempo means changing the length of a sound clip without speeding it up or slowing it down. This is useful for when a specific word count must fit into a set amount of time, such as a radio spot or training slide. In this episode, we'll explore the command line options to get the results you and your clients need. Here's today's audio technology factoid. How can you make a sound clip shorter or longer without making it sound faster or slower? You can do so with a little help from your friend WSOLA, as in Waveform Similarity-Based Synchronized Overlap Add. The WSOLA algorithm utilizes Fourier transform representations to produce computationally efficient, high-quality audio output. The overlap add part of it provides a clue as to what's going on here. To make a sound clip be longer, WSOLA takes similar chunks of sound and sort of copies them after each other, thus making each particular chunk longer than its original length in the case of lengthening a sound clip. As with other digital signal processing techniques, this involves very advanced math underneath. The takeaway is that although with today's tools it's readily possible to shorten or lengthen a sound clip, it's still smart to use this feature judiciously. Today's feature Linux audio tip is how to change the tempo of an audio clip using SOX, the Swiss Army knife of audio manipulation. You can change tempo with other tools as well, such as Audacity and FFmpeg. Audacity lets you change tempo on the fly, and even provides a preview of the result before committing. FFmpeg functions similarly to SOX, in that it processes the result into a separate target file, which you then listen to after it's done. Also, FFmpeg and SOX are command line utilities, whereas Audacity necessarily works in a GUI to allow editing. The SOX command line option to use for changing tempo is Tempo. It uses the WSOLA algorithm described in the Audio Tech Factoid bit just a moment before. The software handles all the advanced math for you, and the only arguments you need to provide SOX are the degree of tempo change and your input and output file names. The value of the tempo change factor is very straightforward. It is the percent change in the length of your audio clip. The SOX tempo factor is merely the ratio of new tempo to old tempo. For example, a tempo factor of 1.1 speeds up the tempo by 10%, and a tempo factor of 0.9 slows it down by 10%. That is, 1.1 is 10% greater than 1, and 0.9 is 10% less than 1. Considering your original or source clip length to be 1 is a good way to look at it. Then you just tell SOX whether to speed it up or slow it down. Remember, this has no effect on the pitch of your audio, only its length. Very cool. The command line syntax is easy. You would enter something like this: SOX, input file, output file, tempo, factor. There are other option switches to use with the tempo factor. These involve telling SOX the size of segments to work with in milliseconds and the amount of segment overlap you would like. But unless you have a very specialized use case, it might be best just to let SOX figure those out for you. Sure, you could do all this in your audio editor too. But SOX gives you another independent way to provide audio to the needed precise length into your audio editor to start with. Next time, we'll cover Frescobaldi, a Lilypond music editor. We're taking a break next week. See you in 2 weeks. That's it for now. Happy audio work. Thanks for joining me for this exploration of open source audio tech tools and their practical use in voiceover work. Feel free to check out my profile and demos at marwalk.voices.com and voice123.com/marwalk. You can also find me on ACX and audible.com by searching for Mark Caldwell Walker.